The Homegrown Rocker.
Local, it's the Homegrown Rocker.
You're so automatic. You took my breath away. I feel like an asthmatic. I move the heavens and earth to trade places with that denim, 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 oh, denim, 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 oh. My hands are clenching and my mind I'm losing. I better shoot my shot or someone else go moving. Sweet like candy, I'm seeing a peach, but I can't see a red.
Welcome back for hour number two of this week's edition of the Homegrown Rocker. And again, with a spotlight on the Mass and the Grass Music and Arts Festival, which is happening this coming weekend. And we heard another of the bands that will be a part of that event from State College, the group Making State, and their song Built Different. Making State will be finishing out the main stage music on Friday night at Mass and the Grass. And as we established with our guest, Sasha Frost, a lot of Mass and the Grass will be outdoors. But at 11 o'clock, things will head indoors. So Macon State will close out the outdoor portion of things at Massandagrass on Friday night. And we open up the second hour with what is likely the only piece of music on tonight's program not related to Massandagrass. We heard the Clarks opening up hour number two with their popular song Cigarette. And that goes all the way back to 1994. You can sort of call it a local music flashback, even though the Clarks are very much still together and making music. But from 1994 and the CD Love Gone Sour, Suspicion and Bad Debt. And that song, of course, if you listen to the lyrics or if you're familiar with the song, you know that the Clarks referenced the Fayette County Fair in the song's lyrics. And that one of the significant things about that is that the group's lead singer and guitar player, Scott Blasey, is a native of Connellsville in Fayette County. And last night, the Clarks performed at the Fayette County Fair. And I would think it would be a no-brainer to presume that they likely did do the song Cigarette. But yeah, the Clarks in action last night at the Fayette County Fair. And actually, the fairgrounds in Dunbar in Fayette County, which is southwestern Pennsylvania. Again, I'm the professor, Jim Price. It is the Homegrown Rocker. And if you're joining us late, we are joined by a guest this evening. We'll resume our conversation with Sasha Frost. He is the mastermind and the person who puts together the seventh annual Massandagrass Music and Arts Festival. And that's happening this coming Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Sinking Valley Fairgrounds. And again, we'll continue that conversation in just a few moments. The Homegrown Rocker is brought to you by Rail City Culture Company, Central PA's source for mobile events and media that inspire, entertain, and unite. Also by Dead Mike Comedy, bringing the best stand-up comedy to Altoona every month and taking local comics national with hard-hitting shows, great crowds, and the funniest comics around at Dead Mike Comedy, We Kill It. Also brought to you by Rail City Trivia, presenting trivia night events throughout Central PA. Come play and show us what you know. And visit Rail City Trivia's Facebook page to find out about upcoming trivia events. And brought to you by Pennsylvania Musician Magazine. Watch for the new August issue at your favorite music venue or music store in the area, or you can check out the digital issue online at pamusician.net. And again, if you're joining us late on this week's Homegrown Rocker, my guest in the studio is Sasha Frost, and we are talking about the upcoming 7th Massandagrass Music and Arts Festival, and that's again happening August 6th through the 8th at the Sinking Valley Fairgrounds. And I guess I should ask again, how can people get tickets to this event?
Yeah, we have online tickets at theticketing.co. You can also find it at massandthegrass.com. All the ticket types are available for sale on there, and you can also purchase them at the gate for cash as well. So, and just keep in mind, we do have that day pass available at the gate only. That's $20. So, you know, if you just want to check out one day, see what it's like, you can do that. And then if you come back and want to, you know, check out the next day, you can upgrade your pass for an additional $10 for the weekend pass.
Very cool. And let's see. Now, you mentioned a little bit earlier volunteers. Do you need any volunteers at this point? And how may people volunteer and get involved?
Yeah, we always need more volunteers, especially this year with hopefully expecting a higher attendance. So we mainly need help, you know, running the gate and potentially help with parking and stuff like that as well. So if you visit the website, we have a get involved section where you can apply for a volunteer slot, or you can send me a message, just Sasha Frost on Facebook, and communicate with me through there.
Alrighty. And let's see. Well, we're going to go with another piece of music. And this is a group that will be, if I recall correctly, playing Thursday night at the Massandagrass Open Ends. Anything you'd like to say about those guys?
Yeah, as you said, this will be first time that they've been playing, or that they have played at Massandagrass. So, you know, we're trying to get some younger musicians in the mix as well. Hopefully, you know, encourage some younger people to come out with them. And, yeah, we're excited to have them.
Yep, and they just put out their debut album, too. It's called Beyond the Horizon. And this is some new music from Open Ends, a song called Can't. And you're hearing it on the Homegrown Rocker.
Proud to put local and regional music talent in the spotlight every week on the Homegrown Rocker.
This song is called Smell the Glove.
Always fall. False idols always.
The Homegrown Rocker, again, spotlighting bands and artists involved with the upcoming Massa Grass Music and Arts Festival. And again, that's going on next weekend. We just heard from Take the Hit out of the Altoona area. A little live punk rock for you. The song Smell the Glove. And that performed live at McGarvey's in Altoona back on February 27th of 2024. Take the Hit will be part of a three-band late-night indoor punk rock show happening at the Mass in the Grass Festival on Friday night starting at 11 p.m. So that's when things move indoors. But yeah, there'll be a three-band punk show Friday night to close out the Friday portion of Mass in the Grass. And we heard from Cambria County's Open Ends and a new song from them called Can't. And that is from Open End's just released debut album called Beyond the Horizon. And Open End's will be playing Thursday night as a part of the Mass in the Grass Music and Art Festival. The Homegrown Rocker, again, brought to you by Rail City Culture Company, Central PA's source for mobile events and media that inspire, entertain, and unite. Dead Mike Comedy, bringing the best stand-up comedy to Altoona every month and taking local comics national with hard-hitting shows, great crowds, and the funniest comics around at Dead Mike Comedy. We kill it. Also by Rail City Trivia, presenting trivia night events throughout Central PA. Come play and show us what you know. And visit their Facebook page to find out about upcoming trivia events. And brought to you by Pennsylvania Musician Magazine. Pick up a print copy of the new August issue later this week at your favorite music venue or music store in the area, where you can check out the digital issue of that publication online at pamusician.net.